Greetings in Jesus' name on this 8th day of August, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently in the 70s outside here in Sanford, Maine, and it's a marvelous Monday. What a joy it is to be finally back home after being on the road now for 7 or 8 days and flying all over the country, preaching the Word of God, and just encouraging others to stand fast in the truth. Had a wonderful time at flight camp. Appreciate the goodness of our Lord and how He encouraged and helped us, and many decisions, people saved, and people surrendered and headed to the mission fields of the world, and it was a wonderful time. Yesterday was a powerful service in the morning, and then in the afternoon and in the evening, and in Sunday school, a full day of ministry wide open for Christ. And I appreciate how the Lord has continued to help us and encourage us as we labor on for Him here again on this mission field of Maine. We're headed out to do a lot of extra things today. Involved in those extra things is spraying the weeds in our yard. That's a ministry item, isn't it? And then taking a family up in the airplane, and then also I'm going to be soul winning today, looking to go out for several hours today, soul winning, and preparing for our daily vacation Bible school. I'll be taking Scoot the Scooter and all around the area and making sure that we can make contacts and invite people out and see if we can't lead some people to Christ and believe that the Lord would just use us for His honor and His glory. Thank you for praying about that today, that God would bless us in a supernatural way. In your Bible, I would like to invite you to look with me in the book of Psalms, chapter number 73, where the Bible says, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. And then the psalmist says in verse 2, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. Here is a dangerous proposition for anyone whenever they speak up and testify and say, you know, God is good, but my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. You know, I've noticed something over the years of ministry that people are in and out and in and out. And what the Lord wants for us is just consistency. And we experience it. We all experience this. But if we could just be faithful to the Lord. And I know that in my life, I'm a zero. I understand. I'm a nothing apart from the grace of God. But, you know, the Lord has put us in a leadership position. And we have to lead and guide and shepherd people. And I've noticed in my life that if you'll just daily consistency of the Word of God in prayer, daily consistency of the Word of God in prayer, daily consistency of the Word of God and prayer. I don't know. I think I may maybe have a scratch here in my record. Just daily consistency of the Word of God and prayer, spending time alone with the Lord, getting into His Word, looking to Him, helps us to be consistent. I've got a group of people in our church that just absolutely, positively, I don't understand. They've just stopped coming on the night services and stopped coming in the midweek services, and they can just choose their own path and do their own thing. And it hurts to see this because I know that it's affecting their family. And I'm praying that God would do an eternal work in their heart and help them to just be faithful. But the psalmist says, I'd slipped a little bit. Here's why I slipped. Verse 3, for I was envious at the foolish. That's why I slipped. He was jealous of the foolish. You know, we get so awkward in our life and so out of place in our life and so bent out of shape that we actually envy the foolish. And he said, I slept also because I saw the prosperity of the wicked. I noticed that there was no bands in their death, but their strength was firm. And he began to notice all of the people that were wicked and all of the people that didn't live for the Lord. And he began to notice them and begin jealous of them. And the psalmist said, I didn't understand all of this until, verse 17, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then understood I therein the importance of going into the sanctuary of God. When he made it to the sanctuary of God, everything changed. And the Lord helped him and guided him, and he was able to understand and go on for Christ. May the Lord teach us a great truth today out of the Bible, and may we learn to just look to the Lord and be faithful to Him. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, marvelous, and a magnificent Monday. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.